Okay, we're back. So I'm sorry, guys. I mean, but Steve, what are the benefits? Well, Steve, what are the benefits of doing what you're doing? Because it sounds like, Steve, all you're doing is wasting a lot of time. I mean, how can you get the woman to like you when you're withholding the dick from the marketplace? I mean, shouldn't you be trying to fuck her, Steve? I mean, what happens? I'm sorry. You get these bad emails. You get terrible emails like this that says, "Can you see me this afternoon after work?" Of course, I want to be very quiet and be a good girl. This is what you get. This is what you get when you have motherfucking game, when they want to fuck you. But I guess a lot of you guys don't think women are nasty and dirty and kinky and say nasty things. I mean, again, let me show you. I got to keep showing this because this is such fire. I'll go to Mike first. I'll go to my dog, Mike. Guys, tell me, who on earth wants a woman to say such things like this? I mean, who wants women to submit the pussy to you? Who wants women to be so fucked up about you that they gotta find a side guy to find balance because they're worried that you have too much control over them? Oh, no, but anyway, guys, who wants that? No, you want to kiss her ass. You want to take her out to dinner. You want to bend over backwards and beg and barter for some pussy. That's what y'all guys are set up to do. Nigel, 502, I got you. Do y'all see what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. 502, let me bring you in. So, oh, wait, let me refresh this. 502, let me bring you in. 502, sir, by the way, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm making sure it's a lot quieter now.
Yes, what's up?
Better.
What's
now up? Better. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you
back on the topic of, you know, she has to earn our
dick.
You know,
dick.
She has to prove herself to earn the dick, right? Yeah, through respect, through the time that she's got to earn that, right? Now, does the same also apply as far as speaking when with seduction? Does she have to also earn our seduction when we're seducing her? Not that we're trying to, before we even think about giving her the dick, her earning the dick, that she have to earn our...
How else is she going to get the dick by showing her value? Wait. Let me explain something to you. If she's not doing any of this shit you see here by vacuuming, cleaning, doing clothes, cooking, detailing your car, giving you back massages, then she's not worthy of dick. What is she doing to deserve dick if she's not doing anything? And y'all guys think they won't do this shit? Oh, shit, yeah, they will.
But so...
just don't give her... Dick has to be earned. Attention has to be earned. Being worth my time must be earned. Being worth my... All these things must be earned. So I'm the opportunity. Y'all make her the opportunity by kissing her ass. I'm opportunity.
Right.
Because I'm the only one. I showed you through Sex of Ween. There's no guy on the internet showing you this shit. And I'm showing her the benefits that she can have being with me by flipping her mind upside down and inside out. So why the fuck am I going to beg for some pussy?
Right. Now, where does seduction fall in at? Does seduction fall in before
seduction falls in the first moment you open your fucking mouth, because for the first time in her life, she finally hears a man that talks to her with his bid versus talk at her with an approach. That's the first step.
Okay.
Second step is how he makes her laugh, smile, and blush. How he communicates through land, sea, air, and space. Remember, the average guy only does land, text messages, and sometimes on the phone. but we do things differently to show her that we don't operate on the level of the average motherfucking guy.
Okay.
That way, she can't see and she can't understand why we have a lost and found box in our fucking doorway. She can't understand why we have wine on our bed because the average motherfuckers don't have that shit. We do.
Okay. So seduction starts immediately. That's as soon as we're on the approach. Okay.
Well, because I'm not trying to seduce her. I'm trying to show her why me. I'm not trying to, okay. You guys are trying to seduce for pussy, which means that you're trying to manipulate her mindset to see you a worthy opponent to fuck, right? Right? She's going to let you fuck her, right? Well, I'm trying to teach you a conquering mentality. See, there's a level that's higher than fucking. Okay, the average guy wants to fuck women, right? That's what y'all bologna sandwich eating motherfuckers do. But when I'm the opportunity, I'm showing her why she should fuck me. Because I'm not trying to fuck her. All I'm trying to do is get the invite. That's the okay, listen. Do you just want to get a piece of pussy and go about your way? Or do you want her to not only give you pussy, but to clean, cook, give you massages, look in your refrigerator, and go grocery shopping for you, Thanksgiving, Christmas time, say, you know what, don't buy me anything. Just being with you on Christmas Eve is Christmas enough for me. Valentine's Day, they give you flowers and shit. Y'all don't want that shit? You don't want a flat-screen TV, an Xbox?
Yeah.
You don't want fucking cologne, jewelry, watches, Jordans, shoes? You don't want any of that shit?
Yes, I don't want any of that shit? Yeah,
okay.
I want it all.
So then why are you going after a pussy?
Right. No, I'm not. I was just asking in the grand scheme of things as far as when seduction came in.
But wait. Look at what I'm showing you. Remember, I am and I do, okay? I am and I do, okay?
Right.
Follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're trying to seduce her first. That's the fucking problem. One must seduce and communicate to himself first. If you cannot market and seduce yourself with your marketing things that you have to market, how can you seduce the woman?
Let me try to connect this dot. So in a way, it's kind of like we are the drug, but in order to be able to
One thing at a time. You can't be the drug, Rady.
If you don't know the drug.
If you have not created the drug lab in your mind. Wait, let me give you an example. So the drug lab in your mind, okay? So you have a synthetic drug, or you can be the cocaine, you can be the weed, the fentanyl, you can do all these things. The drug, you create your drug by what? By starting with scribing while you're by yourself. You're saying yourself, if I got a woman right now and we're messing around, okay, scribe, let's break down. I'm just showing everybody live. Show you this how deep this is. Nobody gets this deep. I'm breaking down just from her knee to her foot, her knee to her fucking foot, breaking down how I'm going to touch her, what I'm going to say to her. I'm scribing that when she comes over to my house and sees something like this on my wall, a woman that has a cloth over her naked body, that I can seduce her with my words by getting behind her and explaining that the reason I have this art is because a lot of women out there have a nasty, dirty woman inside of them, but they can't let that woman go because of guys judging them. And the reason why I love this photo or this painting by this woman is because I understand what she's saying. Because one thing I love to do is let women know that you can let that veil down and be whatever you want to be. You see what I'm saying? See how I'm running?
Yeah.
That's, That's all that. See, I'm not asking for pussy. I'm not asking for pussy. When she sees the wine above my bed, she's like, oh my God, why do you have wine above your bed? I mean, what is that for? Oh, that's nothing. You know, when I have a woman over my place, there's nothing like having a woman in my bed. I mean, let me give you an example. I mean, if you were in my bed right now and I was kissing, touching, whispering things in your ear, and I wanted to go get some wine, why would I spoil the mood? I can have access to it right there. Not only get the wine, but I can pour a little bit of wine in the glass and have some spill on your body, and that'll give me an excuse to kiss your body to see if the wine in the glass tastes different than it does on your body. You see what I'm saying? Everything is leading to the next point, and I'm not trying to fucking beg for pussy. I'm just telling her what the experience will be like. You know what? If you came over my house, baby girl, you know what? You and I would go to the store. When you go to the store, go get a loaf of Gran Muffin mix. This right here, which y'all see. Go get some Gran Muffins. Why? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to construct that shit into this bitch right here to show you how vivid my imagination is. Because I'm gonna make you a nice bowl. I'm going to make you a Gran Muffin bowl that has a Milano chocolate raspberry crunch at the bottom. It has a sea salt caramel. You see what I'm saying? I'm showing her why me. You see, does that make any sense?
Okay. So it's kind of like how the drug dealer lets them sample the drug just a little bit, and they send them away with it, and then they wait for them to come back.
Doesn't the mall food court do that to you? Think about that. Doesn't the mall food court do that?
Like Panda, they give you a little sample of the burger.
Now you're clicking. Now you're seeing what the fuck I'm talking about.
I might have went to the food court expecting maybe I was gonna get Orange Julius or whatever the hell they had. I walked past, they gave me a little sample of the bourbon chicken. Now I go on over, I still might head my way to the Orange Julius, but I'm still thinking about that bourbon chicken.
Exactly.
I want to come back to the mall for the bourbon chicken.
But brother, not only are you not thinking about the bourbon chicken, before you say I'm going to the mall, the first thing in your head is going to be the bourbon chicken. Because you're going to be I need to give you some life, but shit, I need to go get some of that bourbon chicken from the fucking mall and shit. You see what I'm saying?
They just changed up the reason why I went to the mall. I might have went for the Nikes and for the shoes, but now I want to go back to the mall for the bourbon chicken and the shoes.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So we got to learn how to give them. So basically, I'll tell them myself.
Stop. You got it wrong again. Right. Because you're putting them first. Give them.
Right.
You don't give them anything. You show them through your... Okay. Have you ever been in a museum where you had a guide? You ever been in a museum where they walk you around where a guide is telling you about the dinosaurs and shit when you were a little kid? Remember?
Yeah.
He was a guide, right?
Yeah.
So he guided you through the museum and explained the fucking things around, right? It's the same thing. You create it and guide her to it through your communication. You don't have to beg her for pussy.
Right. She'll just come to the conclusion through our guide that she wants to come give us the pussy.
But do you want to know why she comes to the conclusion? Because the average fucking guy doesn't guide. He's guided. We guide them. Right. That's what throws them off. They're not used to being guided or led. They're used to guiding men.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. So if you guide them and then they want to see another guy that they have to guide, who the fuck do you think they're coming back to?
Yeah. Because they already got your sample. They got a sample. Now they're like, okay,
right.
I'm ready to
come back. But then let me show you how I'll show you another door behind that door. What sample do I want to give her? Do I want to give her the ecstasy sample of me, the weed sample of me, the fentanyl sample of me, the Percocet sample of me, the you see what I'm saying? Every sample has a left. Right.
Yeah,
you
up
the dosage.
Drugs.
Yes, you, but you're the drug. That's the point.
Yes. The whole
drug.
The whole thing. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So if you create the drug, okay, let me give you an example. How old are you? How old are you?
40. I'll be 40 tomorrow.
Okay, you're 40 tomorrow. Happy birthday. Belated. Okay, let me say this. Check this out. Every girlfriend you had, what did you do on Easter with your girlfriends? You just either watched TV and hung out, right?
Yeah, ate with the family type stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example of the drug. You know what I do on Easter?
What?
I go to Walmart and Party City. I go to Party City and get some handcuffs. Then I go to Walmart, get a bandana. I get rope. I get the Easter basket. I get that green shit and some hollow eggs. And then I go home and I type up nasty things that she can do to me and nasty things I can do to her. And I put them little bitches in those eggs. And I put the eggs all over my apartment. And when she comes over, I give her an Easter basket and tell her to go Easter egg hunting. And every time she gets that bag, we open it up, we doing some fucking and sexual shit. So what do you think when Easter comes around next year and we broken up? Who the fuck do you think she's thinking about?
She's thinking about you.
That's the drug.
Yeah, because now you're on her mind. Her body
on her mind, right?
Right,
because the average guy she's with is just going out with the family, right? They're not doing this shit. So she's gonna get in touch with you Saturday before Easter Sunday, or that following weekend because you're on her mind, because all she can do is reminisce that dope ass moment where she came over your house thinking that all we did is going to eat like I've always done, but holy shit, I had a sexual experience with Easter eggs that I've never had before. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, to put it more simply, the whole thing of all this is we want to get in her mind. We want free rent.
No, you got it wrong. No. I don't want to get in her mind. I want her to invite me into her mind. That means she consciously at 100% lets me in without any manipulation. She's so fascinated by me, but where's the fascination? The fascination comes in how land, sea, and air. How I talk to her through texting, voice, message, and video. How I tell her if she's taking a shower, let's go live so I can watch you wash your body. How I tell her that I'm so jealous of the water that's hitting your body, I've got something fun I want you to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we add flavor to the very
hold on, caller. You're all on the right track, but then that goes to your culinary school. How much flavor do you want to put in there? Do you want to add pepper? Do you want to add a little bit of heat to it? You see what I'm saying? The flavor is what you add, because that's going to show her the excitement. Because guess what? The average guy isn't doing it.
Yeah, he's bland.
That's why
she got no flavor.
Right? She ain't got no. It's bland, and that's why she comes back. Remember, I'm just leaving a candle in the window. If you want to come back, come back. I got you. But if you want to go, go. But you're going to come back. Have you met me? You're going to come back.
Right.
Right. You're going to come back because nobody's going. Because what? What's up?
Yeah, because she's invited us now in her mind. So even when she tries to stop thinking about us, she's still thinking about us because she's trying to stop thinking about us.
Right. Because she's thinking
so
of ways not to think. Right. Because we're quicksand at that point. What's the rule of quicksand? The more you wiggle,
The deeper you get.
Yeah. So, right. See that?
Dope. I like that.
So,
I'm
doing is positioning myself to show her. Even on Halloween. That's why I give you Halloween game. Because I show you, it's on the website, absolutely free. I show you how to dress up in a fortune teller for what? Sexy single women. Yeah. So when you're walking around like a fortune teller and a sexy single woman comes up to you, now you don't get them fat bitches too, but you don't give them a card. But when you are showing a woman game and then showing her a hand, you're going to do a hand reading, you're going to flip some cards, and then your third card is going to be your number, that imprints on her. Because that's not what the average guy doesn't do that, right? So
yeah, so
so every move I make is guiding her and showing her why me. I'm not trying to impress her. I'm impressive. Because I'm the one that can, all you got to do, wait, you ready for this one, caller? What happens if I find out, okay, either you like nature, the sound of nature, you like the sound of rain, or you like the sound of ocean. Okay, let's just find one of those three things, right?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you sent a woman, now I know you haven't, but I'm just showing you how deep the game is. When's the last time you gave her a voice, an audio voice for you with her favorite music in the background to masturbate to? Never thought about that shit, huh? But
yeah,
think about that.
I never thought about that one.
Right, because the average guy doesn't think about that, right? That's
right.
What I'm saying. The pussy is mine. I know I'm going to get it because the average guy is going to force her back to me. I want her to run. I want her to run. Why do you think I want her to run? Why do you think I want her to run away from me? Because thinking about running from me already has me in. I'm already in. Even when she
thinking,
like, listen.
Yeah.
Okay. If I tell her I have other women, okay, and she's not the only woman, and she's like, oh, fuck that asshole, fuck him, and then she calls her best guy friend or girlfriend, and she's complaining about me. Where am I at?
You're still there. Right. You're still in her mind.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So even
exactly.
So it's kind of like even if she's running from the monster, is she still thinking about the monster because she's still running from the monster?
Because she let the monster in. Free
will.
Okay.
The boogeyman ain't went
free, listen, free will. Free will. I'm not trying to force her. I'm not trying to beg or barter. What you see is what you get. But I promise you get with me, you're going to be thinking about me because why? I know I'm going to make you smile, laugh, blush, think, and react by the way I communicate because I'm talking to you and not at you. I'm not asking you what you do for a living. I'm not asking you what you're looking for. I'm not asking what college you go to. That's what you guys do. That's your job. My job is to show her why me. So when I talk to her, I'm moving her where I want her to go.
Like a game of chess. It's all about positioning and thinking of your next move. Like
right, because she's playing chess with you motherfuckers. Y'all not even playing checkers. Y'all playing like fucking hangman or tic-tac-toe. Because she's running the board of y'all motherfuckers. But biggest mistake is what? Her biggest mistake is thinking that I'm you, which means is what? If she's defending the sides and defending the back door because, you know, God's trying to be her best friend and all that bullshit, what is she leaving wide open?
The front door.
Because the average guy doesn't go straight through the front door. So it's wide open.
Right. So then,
it's not even defended.
Okay, so it's like as a man, when we come at her from the front door, she's like, damn, I ain't never seen this before. I've been looking off all these sneaky motherfuckers all around, but this man is coming knocking right at the front door.
Right. How can she defend a position she never defended before? See that? The average guy does what? Come from the sides. Let's be friends or what are you up to and what are you doing? All that bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
We're coming through the front fucking door and they're going to have that. They're going to open the door for us. Because they can't defend a position in which they've never been in. But they're the ones going to open the door because they're going to realize that I don't operate like the average guy. You're going to be drugged out on me before I even get the pussy. You will submit the pussy to me before I even touch the pussy. because I can make you touch yourself. Okay, I'm going to give you a sample because I don't give much of that. You know what 4D is? Y'all don't even know. Never heard about 4D, right?
Never heard about 4D. I've been listening to you for a couple months. You've mentioned right, 4D, so, and I haven't.
Have you ever been? Okay. Have you ever been in a 4? Have you ever seen a 4D movie?
No, I've only seen a 3D.
Okay, so a 4D movie, because I have kids, so I had to take them to Nickelodeon. So let me give you an example. We went to one SpongeBob, okay? So 4D movie means while I'm watching SpongeBob, okay, while we're watching SpongeBob on a theater, this is 4D. And SpongeBob is blowing bubbles, we're getting hit with bubbles in our fucking face. That's 4D. When SpongeBob is getting wind blown in his face, there's wind blowing in our face while we're watching. So we're technically connecting the movie through the fucking experience. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, kind of like they have at the amusement parks where you got the Jurassic Park ride where you're watching the movie, but then the seats rock, the wind blows over.
Yeah, seats start right, because now you're in the fourth dimension of the experience. You're no longer seeing it through your eyes; you're feeling it. So now you're in the fourth. Now you're in the fourth level. What happens when I tell her to wash herself in the shower, think about me, and let her towel be my tongue? She's in the fourth dimension right there. Because I don't have to be there. She just has to imagine me there. She's using her imagination. But she's in the fourth dimension.
You're touching her without touching her.
Right.
You're touching her without touching her.
Exactly. Because guess what? The average guy doesn't even do that. They don't even get on that level. They're not even on the third level. More or less the second level. They're damn near on the first one. Well, is it okay if I touch you or can we hang out? They're not even on that level. So think about this. If she's on the first level with the average guy and I push her to the fourth level, then it breaks her fucking brain. It shatters perception and reality because her perception and reality are the sides and the back, but not the front. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes perfect sense because she's used to those guys giving her, well, basically talking at her. Tell me
right.
What you like. What do you like in the bed? What do you do this and this? And you are guiding with the 4D by giving her that experience that she's touching herself, that she's already feeling you without even feeling you. So now she associates
that. All right. So if she wants to have role play with you, I'm going to give you an example. And say she wants you to talk dirty to her, okay? And it starts with her at the door. Tell me what you're going to say to her.
Well, then I would say I would meet her at the door, ask her what she, I guess tell her compliment her on wearing the little black dress that I told her to wear, and the heels that I had told her to wear. Guide her to my kitchen to where I would make her favorite drink.
All right, so let's start right there. Okay, Jesus Christ, let me ask you a question. So if you were painting a painting right now, would that be a stick figure or a Mona Lisa?
That'd be a stick figure.
Right. Versus saying, first thing I'm going to do is open that door and look you up and down. Why? Because I want you to see my eyes as I'm looking you up and down. Then I'm going to take my right hand and grab your left hand and twirl you around because I want you to know that I'm looking at your whole entire body. Once you go in a 360 motion, I'm going to take my left hand and go around your waist, bring you in. I'm going to take my lips and I'm going to slide them on the side of your face and get in your ear and tell you how sexy you smell, how nice you look, and how great you are in my arms. And then I'm going to turn around and grab your hand and walk you in that door. And as you walk in that door, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to let your ass close the door as I lean in and give you a kiss. Now, is that a Mona Lisa or is that a stick figure?
That's a Mona Lisa. Now, I see what you did there because it's really the attention was in the detail.
It's bright, but that's what the average guy can't conjure up because remember – the average guy killed the imagination of their kid, being a kid, the imagination, the sense of adventure. They got a stick up their ass. So they don't have any imagination. They don't have a sense of adventure. They don't have a creative mind, right? So if she's used to the basic motherfucking guy, what happens when she goes over my house for a sexo ween? Well, what do you think that's going to do to her ass?
That's really going to blow her mind then.
Right, because the reason why it's going to blow her mind for Sexoween is because she's never experienced a man that was so creative to use his apartment as a sexual haunted house. So what you mean, what do you think is going to happen next October 31st or when October hits and she sees a pumpkin on that damn TV screen and we broken up? Who the fuck you think she's thinking about?
Yeah, she's going to be thinking about Sexoween.
Exactly. So that means it's over. It's already over. You see what I'm saying?
So then we go Sexoween, then we go back with Easter and say New Year's or whatever you've done. If you positioned yourself in these things around the year, then she's thinking about you all year.
Let me give you one fucked up one. What about if I'm eating a pussy while she's talking to her mom? What if I grab a cucumber, start fucking her and eating her pussy while she's on with her mother and she's trying to hold back her moans and shit and she's getting even turned on and shit like that? So what happens, you think, every time she talks to mom? Who do you think she's going to be thinking about?
I told you.
Fentanyl, I keep telling you, I can take this as far as I want her to be hooked on me. I've got the choice of how far I want her to take. You see what I'm saying?
I got you, which is why you said your only problem is sometimes you think of how you're going to get rid of them. Like, they just won't go because maybe you made the fentanyl a little too strong.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example with Tyler's message. I don't know if are you watching me live?
It paused. I think it was.
Okay, it paused. But yeah, all right. We'll go back. Go to the 250 mark, and I'm gonna read to you what addiction is like. Okay, from the woman. So this woman right here writes, and I'll repeat it to you. Okay, she says thinking about you with a face with hearts around her face. Okay, all right. And then he replied. Now remember, this is at 8:02 a.m. in the fucking morning. He replies at 10:14, 2 hours later. Having a good day, baby? And she replies, says, yes, I'm good. Kind of wishing you were here right now. Think about you. Wait, I think you have created an addict. You see that shit?
Oh.
She's recognizing
that she's addicted.
Right. She recognizes what she is. But think about this. What goes up, you got to break them, right? So what happens if that same woman that's addicted to me goes over my house and sees something that you guys never heard of? What happens if she sees a lost and found box as soon as she walks in? Why do you think a lost and found box will break her?
Because then she sees that you have other options as other women coming through.
Other women have already been there. Yes. And that women like to leave shit at my house, and I like to put that shit in that lost and found box, because any woman that comes over here, you can grab one item. But if you leave something in here, I'm going to throw it in the box for the next woman. Do you see how I can break them as high as I raise them? I can break them.
Yeah.
But here's the question. Even if I break them, where are you going to go? Wait. Are you going to run back to that average guy?
because they don't want that. They don't want to go back to the baloney with the tomato on it.
Right. That's the whole point of the game, brother. I'm not trying to run behind women. I'm not making it about women. I'm positioning myself to show her why she should fuck me, why she should be with me, by, again, letting her go. Like, you didn't do that. I think you're the guy that didn't do that, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm already dangerous. I'm already an asshole. I'm a jerk. I'm all those things. But she's still thinking about me while she's calling me a jerk, an asshole, and all that other shit, you see?
Yeah. And to further elaborate on that, I see what you're saying, because, see, even what happens is, say, the jerk and the asshole, when they go out on date with another dude, and the question that that guy asks, so tell me about your past relationship. What she talk about? The jerk or the asshole? So she's still bringing you up on dates with other men.
But why do you think? But why do you think she's thinking about me on the date?
Because he's an average motherfucker. That dude's average.
And there's another door. There's another door behind it. I'm gonna show you another door. Okay, think about this. How do you ask a woman on a date? What do you say to her?
You just go up, hey, what's your name? Interested in taking you
no,
out?
No, no, no. When you send up a date with her, what do you say to her?
I usually say, hey, look, I'm gonna be at this spot over here. If you want to come join me, you're more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah, of course. But what happens? She says, I'm going to go to one of my favorite jazz clubs called the Dangerous Russ. And what I love about that right now is just not only the intimate area that I love the most, but I love the jazz band called Dangerous Russ has a jazz band called Prime 21. And Prime 21, Prime 21 is the band, but the leader of the band is called T-Skills. And T-Skills has a song called Put My Dick in Your Mouth and Smack You in the Side of Your Butt Cheek. And I love that song. I love the atmosphere. And it's somewhere I'm going Thursday night just to relax myself and enjoy the atmosphere. And I would love for you to accompany me. And if you actually accompany me, I would get a chance. If T is there, I'll introduce you to him. And what I would also love you to do is I want you to wear something in black, because that's not only my favorite color, but I love how the silhouette, it just cleans off of your skin. And I find that very sexy and attractive. So I'm going to be there at around 8 o'clock, and I would love for you to accompany me so we can see where the night leads us. Do you see the difference right there?
So, in the way that I put it,
so the way you put it, who is she thinking about right there? Just see, you don't understand, you're doing work for me because you're being boring. So as soon as you give her that boring ass, let whatever the fuck you're saying, who do you think she's thinking about?
because then she's already got the preconceived notion by the boring way that I asked her out that the date is going to be boring.
And that exciting,
so
that exciting night. Right, that exciting night she had with my cake ass, and not only did I break it down in the Mona Lisa, but when she got there, I mean, my God, the waiter named Boxin, I can't believe when he met Boxin, he told Boxin how we met. He told Boxin that, you know, he grabbed me and spit me around and told Boxin that when I asked for the receipt, give me a chance or say dessert, that's when I'm going for the kiss, because I want to see if that chocolate slice of chocolate cake or whatever the fuck we going to nibble on tastes better off her lips than it does the fork. You see what I'm saying? I'm layering every fucking thing to benefit me.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying, and it still keeps her thinking about you.
That 24 hours, eight days a week, because she's never met me before. I'm an anomaly. But what I wanted to do is not think about me. Because she's going to do everything she can not to give a power position away. So remember, when she doesn't think about me, she's flipping the fuck out because she hates what she is because of what she's thinking about when she's with me, right? So when she's with me, what is she saying? Listen to what she's saying.
That's powerful stuff.
Right, but that's why I'm showing you the power, man. That's why I don't try to. Why would I want to fuck her when I don't possess what the fuck I possess? Why would I beg? Why would I belittle myself to crawl for crumbs when I can get it all? Why would I do that, Carl?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And that's game right there.
So basically, I mean, to sum it all up, we get in their head before we get in the bed.
Yeah, exactly, because that's where everything is at, because that's the emotional connection. We're too busy thinking women are like us, so we're looking at the pussy. We're attacking an area that she has the fit. All the tanks, the jets, and the battleships are protecting what's between her legs. But what's not being protected? What's between her ears? So I can just waltz on in easily. Because she assumes.
And she'll just open the gate.
Yes, she'll open the gate. I'm not going to force my way in. She's going to open the gate because she's going to realize my worth and my value.
Right.
And when she realizes my... Yeah, okay. All right, now wait. Let me show you this one. All right, let me read this one. All right? Remember, I keep telling you, they're going to try to run away. All right? Remember, they're going to say, I don't like this. I don't appreciate this. You know, I got to get away from you. I've got to get time. I want to see other people or whatever the fuck. So they're going to try to go into detox, okay? Right?
Okay.
They're going to detox. And when they go into detox, I'm reading you right there. She says, I can see that. I need to take time to myself, okay? And then Tyler is saying, that means what? She says, I'll reach out to you when I'm feeling better. Okay, ready? Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you reach back out, I will know I will know that you're wanting to continue. Until then, that candle will be there in the window for you when you find your way back. Take care. That's all you got to do. You let them go. You don't beg them back. Let them. I want her. What's the rule of the drug dealer? What's the rule of the drug dealer? The first hit is free. Why? Because I'm going to get you on what?
I'm going to get you on the comeback.
Yeah. So go. There is no city, state, or world that you can run away from this because I'm in a place that you can't get me out of. You can't get me out of your mind. How many times have you seen a commercial where they tell you you need like 20 bowls of this to eat one bowl of that? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So she's going to Frankenstein, okay? She's going to Frankenstein, okay? No, wait, hold on, excuse me a second. Sir, he's a student of mine. So please understand what you're doing. Don't assume shit. He's one of my top students. So please shut the fuck up. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you is this, is that I'm creating, thank you, 176 likes, I'm creating game. See, the problem is you're trying to get her off your mind when you get pissed off of her. You're trying to get her off her mind when she doesn't tell you what you want. You see what I'm saying? You're getting mad because remember, you don't realize you let her in. See, okay, let me show you game. Watch this. Let me show you how deep it is at its core. You ready? You and I see a woman, okay, the same woman, okay?
Uh-huh.
We both can see her as somebody we could fuck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First thing you're saying is, oh, shit, she's fine, she's beautiful, she's sexy, right? That's the first thing that comes in your thoughts, right? You talk about how she is, right? So you've already placed her in your mind. You already lost. I say, damn, I wonder how many movies it's going to take for her to give up that pussy. How many? Because I'm betting on me. I'm talking to myself. I'm not saying she's fine, sexy, and beautiful. I'm saying, okay, how many movies is it going to take me to get her to submit that pussy to me? I'm betting on me. I'm not saying how sexy and beautiful. I'm talking to me first. You're talking to her first. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So when you're talking to her first, you're opening the door to let her in rent-free in your head.
Yeah, and who's to say that she even returns the comment or she even talks to me? But I've
but
already
not that,
let
no,
her
no.
in.
No, that's not the point. The point is that what is beautiful, sexy, and gorgeous about her? So you're not even thinking about the question. See, the question is, what is beautiful, sexy, and gorgeous about her?
Yeah, I don't know because I really don't know who she is.
No. You do know. You just don't want to admit it. You're looking at her makeup, her weave,
right.
The tight clothes. Right. So you're looking at
cosmetics. That's what I'm saying. I don't know her core.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
You don't know her core.
Beyond that.
Yeah, right. Right, but you're looking at her body to automatically lock in what she is based off of what she's dressed like, her I do. So you're letting her in your mind automatically. But you know what I do? You know the second thing I do after I bet myself? Guess what the fuck pops up at that point? At that point, my detective comes out. Because then my detective says, okay, we got to see who the fuck she is, what the fuck she is, and why is she. See that? We got to find out. Not, oh, she's beautiful, I got to fuck her. Oh, I got, no. I got to see if she's, okay. You watch Marvel, don't you? You watch Marvel movies, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to tell me about Thor's hammer. What do you have to be to lift Thor's hammer?
You got to be pure heart.
It starts with a W. Starts with a W. It starts with a W. You have to be what? It starts with a W.
Not strong.
Worthy, motherfucker.
Worthy. You got to be worthy. Yes, you got to be worthy.
You
got
to be worthy to lift the hammer. So she can't lift my hammer because she has not proven worth. But you've already given her the hammer because you put worth on her based off of her lie. The makeup is a lie. The weave, a lie. The tight clothes, a lie. Because the lie is covering up the lack of self-worth and the insecurity.
Which then, in turn, also would weaken our hammer, too, then, wouldn't it? If you can just let any lie just move your hammer like that.
Because she recognizes your weakness. See, you've already shown her weakness.
Right.
You're showing her your average. Because that's what average guys do. Y'all cupcake over what the fuck they got on. Y'all cake over the lie. But the real ones cake over the core.
That's powerful stuff.
Right. So she's never in my mind like that. She's never in my mind like that.
I got you. So you're already in your own mind. You're thinking to yourself how to conquer this. You're not thinking about her. You're in your own mind.
Right.
You see her, and then you go into your own mind, your own detective, your labs, and your scribe, and things like that.
Yes.
But she's
not
in your mind.
Right. So, Pete, this if I'm in my own mind, right? How can she get in? How can she be in my mind when I'm in my own mind?
Right. Because then she's gonna be like at the very bottom.
She can't be where she isn't welcome. She's not welcome in my mind because she's never proven anything to be welcome in my mind. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm withholding the dick like the diamond. If a woman had a choice between a cubic zirconia, if there's two diamonds in front of her and they both look the same and one was cubic zirconia and one was a diamond, which one do you think she'd grab?
The diamond.
Right, because there's more value in her eyes, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Exactly. Huh. So, okay.
So, is there any other questions? I've got to answer some of these questions right here. Any other questions?
No, I mean, that's pretty powerful. I definitely got some more to think on and stuff like that. Well, I appreciate
that's
it,
man. As I keep telling you, dog, nobody do what the fuck we do, but we break it down because understanding it has to be grasped first. You can't just say shit without showing understanding.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get with you on the back end though. I've been working 7 days a week right now. In fact, that's why I'm at work right now. But yeah, I'm gonna get with you on the back end for like the actual coaching and all that stuff. I'm definitely doing that.
All right, well, I'll throw you back in, man. Well, let me answer these questions here. Don't break some hearts and shit. So question is, this girl I've talked to before is trying to get my attention at work. What's the best way to handle this? Leave her the fuck alone. Don't lose your job. Let me get to the next one. Why do you think society has a problem with masculinity? No. Who says society has a problem with masculinity? Toby, who the fuck said y'all were masculine? Society doesn't have a problem with masculine men. It's y'all bitches got a problem because, like this woman said, y'all motherfuckers create masculine women. Y'all ain't strong that create feminine women. So what are you talking about? What is this lie? I mean, my God, that's crazy. Society doesn't have a problem with masculinity. Society, y'all have a problem with being feminine because all y'all do is cry like a bunch of feminine chicks. I don't know what my plans are tomorrow, but I would definitely let you know in the morning. But that's why you lose, because you didn't tell her what the fuck you wanted. Again, you're playing defense. You're letting her tell you shit. So leave her the fuck alone because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So basically, your culinary is different flavors that you have that you can add to anything. Yes, absolutely. 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 Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Let me see if I have any questions. If I'm missing any questions. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put it up there. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're going to do probably another 20 minutes. So if you got questions, go ahead and call. We got y'all covered. So you got questions, go ahead and ask. But, you know, this is why I keep telling y'all out here that this is why I wouldn't move the goalposts, because y'all guys out here don't understand game. Okay? Yeah, a lot of y'all guys don't understand yourselves. Y'all too busy looking at the outside world, letting the world define you. A man will never let the world define him. As soon as you are defined by the world, you actually lose. Because what or who allows the world to define them? Women. Women let the world to define them. Women let things outside of them define them. And that's what y'all do. Y'all do things that women do. But y'all want to get results. And y'all want to cry about fucking shit that y'all know nothing about, like masculine. Ain't no such thing as that shit. That's just made up shit for y'all motherfuckers to hide behind and shit. I don't believe in that shit. That shit ain't for us. I guess it's true in your world, but it will never be true for us men. And once you join the fraternity of one, then you will understand that all the shit that you're talking about is fucking fake. And you'll realize, you're like, holy shit, this has been a fucking lie. This is not real. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is not real. Make a video about what, dog? I don't know what you mean by that. Question right here. Is the man in the mirror also part of your life, or is he a reflection of what you are? No, the man in the mirror is part of your life, but y'all are not. Okay, it's a very good question. But the problem is that a lot of you guys are not looking in the mirror. And I'm going to show you what y'all are doing. Let me see if I can find it. And I'm going to show you exactly what it is you guys are doing. And y'all don't even realize it. But I like to show y'all because I want y'all to see it. Where is it at? Where is he at? Oh, here it is. So this is what y'all doing. Y'all looking out of the mirror because y'all looking outside of yourselves. And if you notice, when the man looks in the mirror, you only see a light reflection of yourself. But whoever's on the other side of that window can see you for what you actually are, because you're actually showing them your hand. Because a man doesn't look out of a window. He will always look to himself, the man in the mirror. But people don't want you to do that because people don't want you to be free. Nobody wants you to be free. A free thinker is very dangerous. Nobody wants you to be free. Why would a woman give me a say? Well, because of you. You're the reason why. That's easy to answer questions. I don't go in that shit. Just go back and listen. You're the reason. You're the reason why they give mixed signals. The majority of you guys are the reason why, because y'all ain't standing on shit. Y'all ain't got no game. Y'all worship women way too much. Way too much. Let's see here. I don't know what the fuck all that shit is. So yeah, y'all worshiping women way too much. And y'all not supposed to, y'all don't understand, but y'all, that's what, everything y'all do is worship of women. And y'all never worship people in yourselves. And let me show y'all something real quick. Even the person that created this or whatever, even that woman in the, even in the woman in the picture, just want to give you an example. That, see that woman in that picture right there? Even though this is fake and that woman is actually real, do y'all know that that woman's giving somebody that pussy for free? Y'all don't even know that. Y'all know that woman's getting that, giving that pussy away for free. Somebody's fucking that woman for free. It's a shame it's not one of you guys, because you guys think that woman is more than what she actually is. And this is nothing to knock women. We're not here to knock, bash, or disrespect. I'm just keeping it a buck. A woman must prove her worth and value to a man, because a man has so many options of women. He can't fuck them all, so he wants to make sure that who he's fucking with is perfect, okay? All right? Rich, I'm not going to answer that stupid-ass question. Use common sense and get another puzzle piece, dumbass. Come on, dude. Stop this silly-ass shit. This is, just throw the box away. This ain't for you, man. Anyway, so, you guys, I got questions. I'm here. Any question I got, I'm here to answer your questions. Damn, come on, Raiders. Step the fuck up. Yeah, so. I already played this shit, Tyler. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I already showed that shit. Come on, man. I'm just a fucking field goal. Shit. Yeah, I got questions right now. So I got y'all. Oh, go. Go. First down. Let's go. Let's go, Raiders. I hate the Raiders, but I hate the Chiefs even more. Yeah, but y'all got questions. Go ahead, man. I got y'all questions. But anything about what I said, again, everything I'm showing y'all is deep. And if nobody's getting this deep with y'all, y'all got to be careful about who the fuck y'all listen to. Y'all really do, man. Women give mixed signals because we males are being indecisive and being, or not being, yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is y'all are too busy wanting shit, Victor, versus being the need. That's what y'all don't understand. If I keep telling y'all, you might as well get this shit out of the way. She's going to say no. So go ahead and ask for some pussy so she can go ahead and tell you no. Because you guys actually are just wanting your wants. I don't. Why would I be a want? The fuck would I disrespect myself that way? I am the need. If you are sex, you are the need. If you're creepy, you're only going to be a fucking want. Everybody wants to fuck a woman. That's why y'all ain't fucking. Because all y'all do want to fuck. That's all y'all want. You want to do shit. Okay? No, losers are getting what they wanted. They ain't getting nothing. They are getting what they want. Nothing. These women ain't going to fuck with y'all. Because y'all have no you wanting guys have no experience. No, I don't need Halloween poetry. No, not at all. No. Not at all. Yeah, we got about 15 more minutes. How do you entice women with your words without coming off as desperate? Well, my words aren't desperate because I'm not a desperate man. You got to look at the source before you look at what's coming out of his fucking mouth, and that's what you don't understand. If you are weird and creepy, it doesn't matter what you say, because when you don't have a belief in yourself, you don't come off like a soft motherfucker anyway. So I don't have to. And see, your problem is you're looking at enticing a woman, I don't entice women. I entice myself. I entice and market me to me. I don't market myself to a fucking woman. Why the fuck would I do what you weak motherfuckers do? And you come off desperate because you ain't got no mouthpiece. You don't have any kind of mouthpiece. And because you don't have a mouthpiece, you don't, yeah. A fraternity of one, yeah, it's being one of one. It's being one of one. One thought, one mind, one way. But you don't know that because you're not a student of the game. You got to be a student of the game to understand that shit. You don't understand. I'm just, it's too depth. You're asking me to show you how to be an open heart surgeon and the thing. It's depth. Being a man is lifelong. Guys, I've been in this game since I was 9, and I know nothing. Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? Y'all don't even understand. I know nothing. Okay? I know nothing. You're saying, okay, you got game. Why are you being so condescending? I don't understand. I don't even know if I should read this. I don't know why are you being condescending, and why are you being such a, like, this is why y'all lose. Y'all not even serious. You're not even humbling yourself. No, this isn't for you. That's you. Oh, but you don't have game, so you're lying. You need to tell that bitch honestly, I don't have any fucking game. You ain't got no game. I don't know why y'all guys say, man, y'all ain't got no fucking, that bitch is lying. That bitch doesn't know you ain't got no fucking game. She run a game on you. And this is why you ain't got no game. You can't even lead that bitch. She's telling you everything you need. Next time you want to laugh, smile, or blush, call me. Other than that, don't waste my time and let her fucking ass go. That's why you ain't got no fucking game. Jesus Christ, man. What about game for life? Not just game. Women are not a part of the game. God damn. Do you not fucking understand? The game is not about women, so what the fuck are you talking about? Jesus Christ. Fuck. Pass that stupid nature. I don't even understand what the fuck you're talking about. You're just saying shit. The modern male virus is everywhere. It's crazy how y'all guys are. It's crazy, man. Y'all guys are crazy with this shit. Just ask a question, I'll answer, but you coming up with all these hypotheses of what you think shit is off. It's not there, man.
That's why they hit that same spot to defense. Raiders just used their last time out.
Come on, Raiders. Get this goddamn third down and move the fucking ball. I'm waiting for y'all to ask questions. So I will. Come on, Raiders. Get the first down. Move the ball. What's the cure for what, ZCH? What's the cure? You ain't ready for the cure, dog. You ain't built for this shit. Again, law zero, man. Everybody can't be a man. First down. First down. Let's go. Oh, you know I'm going to talk shit to people in the chat room. Let's go. Let's go. Be Kansas City. I talk shit to my people. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I talk shit to my people. That's a catch. That's a fucking catch. Under review, that's a catch, bitch. All right, so yeah. I'm sorry, guys. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, I got a question to go ahead and ask, man. I'm just saying to y'all guys out here, you got to be a student of the game. And like I said, I'm sorry. I was just saying something. The thing I've been in this game since I'm 9 years old. Listen to what I'm saying. I've been in the game since I was 9 years old. I'm 51 years old, and I know nothing. So please understand, y'all guys think that y'all can learn this shit overnight. This is forever. This is not a toy that you pick up and play, and that's why y'all will never get women, because y'all are not worthy of the information. By communicating with the I am, not the I do, you're coming from a need. Yes, Victor. Once you learn that, okay? Once you learn that. Let's see here. How do I become a top G? I don't know what a top G is, sir. What is a top G? I don't know what that is. I must have phrased it wrong. I was trying to get something that didn't come. Well, I'm telling you, this is why you failed, Dustin, because everything you say is going to be scrutinized. So make sure every word, every phrase, and everything you say has purpose. You cannot fucking sit around at the end of the day. This is where y'all guys go wrong. At the end of the fucking day, you cannot whatsoever retract a statement that you say to a woman. You can't retract it. That's why you got to be careful. Hey, Dustin, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Watch 1,000 words and see what that is.
Looking at the replays.
Yeah, watch that, Dustin. What? How's that incomplete pass? What? Hold the fuck up. No, they cheating. The motherfucker took 2 steps.
I believe so. I believe he gets control.
He caught the ball.
And then the left foot is out of bounds.
That's a catch.
The play was a third.
Oh, my fucking God. The refs are cheating. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys.
Receiver calls down. They're on your front. And the Chiefs will take over.
They cheated. God damn it, they cheated. Jesus Christ.
Here,
let's get to the question. I'm sorry, guys. Let me see the contact. Oh, man. Ray has fucked that play up. Okay. Is it okay to agree with a woman when you're fucked up? What the fuck do you mean agree? What are you talking about? Why the fuck agree to a woman when you're fucked up? What do you mean fucked up? A man is clear-minded. What the fuck? Men aren't fucked up. Weak bitches are fucked up. Weak motherfuckers are fucked up. What do you mean by fucked up? Do you put your beard in when you see? You don't even know what your beard is, so don't talk about something you don't know. Far, I was about to kick you out of the room. I was about to kick you out of the room. Don't ever talk to me in this room again until you watch that shit. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, bitch. This is why this shit ain't for you. I feel like kicking you out of the room. God damn it. I feel like I want y'all to see something. I feel like kicking them out of the room. Do you see their disrespect? You see, guys, I want y'all to see what disrespect is. You see what I'm saying? I feel like kicking him out of the room. He's lucky I'm in a good mood. I would have booted you for that shit. You're lucky I'm in a good mood. You are very lucky I'm in a good mood. Do not watch it. This shit ain't for you. Do not watch. Do not. Hey, far too, whatever the fuck your bitch ass name is, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Nope. It's over. It's over. The Chiefs cheated. Oh, my God. You fucking Chiefs cheated. Jesus Christ. Well, Ray's got cheated. All right, guys. 5 minutes left. Any questions, guys? Lines are open. We got any more questions? Lines are open. Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk shit to my boys. They're fucking like shit. Any questions? I got 5 minutes, and we're going to wrap it up. 5 more minutes, guys. Any questions? 5 more minutes, gentlemen. 5 more minutes. Any questions y'all got? 5 minutes. Fuck. Touchdown. Instead of asking about discounts, why don't you why don't you just, what you call it, dog? Why don't you just work on a Halloween game, okay? Okay? Just, why don't you do that, okay? Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Dude, this ain't for you. This ain't for you. Yeah, I'm being your advice. Don't. This ain't for you. Find somebody else. Don't waste your time here. That's your advice. Don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time. If I was you, I'd find somebody else. This is not for you. This is not for you. This is not for you. And I'm being honest. You need to find somebody else. You ain't built for this shit. Any other questions, guys? Any other questions? Boy, that motherfucker cheated. Jesus Christ. Look at my... This is on the couch. Let's see here. He's saying here. Probably because we ended receipts. All right, because we ended receipts. I don't know if she, I don't think Tyler, let me see. I guess I got a few minutes to show you all this shit. Show you, I forgot, I got a receipt, I'm sorry, I got to show y'all a receipt. This is crazy to me. I keep trying to show y'all a game, man. This is, watch this. All right, so if y'all remember the woman that said she can't, again, same woman. I don't know why you, Tyler, I think you need to let this bitch go because this is the second time she did this. So she's saying all this take care shit. And then here she is again. Same woman that said she needed time. I didn't sleep, Mr. Call. Good night. Good morning today. How's work going? I've been doing some research about your personality type. I feel that I was accurate, and I feel that I should not get emotionally involved with you. I agree that it seems that I like you. I keep telling y'all, man, this is crazy, dog. I tell you, man, this is crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Dude, it's crazy. But that's what we always do, y'all. We always show receipts, bro. Because that's important for y'all to see what game actually is versus these motherfuckers that ain't teach y'all game and shit. All right, guys. So we got Lucario tomorrow, myself, 12 noon. We'll be chopping up 12 noon and stuff like that, guys. So we got y'all, man. So, guys, always remember, like I always say, I'm the only one on YouTube to tell you guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing coming, and that is they thought you had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen, and y'all will be good to go, man. That's a beautiful thing about game. Last fucking question. You get some coaching. You're too late. You should have fucking said something early on. Get some coaching because we're wrapping this up. Yeah, she's psycho for that motherfucker. Yeah. Yep, 6 a.m. a game every Sunday. Absolutely. That's what we do. Guys, I'm the Dean's the Man Mindset, man. Y'all go and get with y'all boy, man. Always remember, just because you came from a pussy doesn't mean you have to act like one. Peace.